This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We would give you call-in lines where you can join. You could still call in to 855-450-FREE. However, we're doing something that we don't normally do. We are starting off with a guest, and we don't normally do guests on the show, but we've got someone who has been called by many Bitcoin Jesus. That would be Roger Ver joining us all the way from Japan in studio. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And Roger, thank you for joining us very early in the morning where you are.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be with you guys bright and early from Japan. It's just after 8 a.m. here.
Well, nice.
Not quite as early as I thought. Okay, but there's some speculations about what is going on with Bitcoin. There's a lot of questions about what is going on. As listeners to Free Talk Live probably are aware, there was the consensus event a few weeks ago where you and several other major players in the Bitcoin field came to an agreement on something called SegWit 2X. Can you explain very, very briefly what Bitcoin is, and then explain what the SegWit 2X is?
So Bitcoin was the very first cryptocurrency in the entire world that enabled anyone to send and receive any amount of money with anyone anywhere in the world instantly, and at the time it was basically free. And Free Talk Live was the most instrumental radio program in the entire world of spreading that message and spreading adoption and getting more people excited about this technology. And Free Talk Live and myself and a number of others have been so incredibly successful at spreading this, you know, wonderful idea to so many people around the world that now so many people are using Bitcoin that the Bitcoin network is completely full, and that people are having to bid against each other for inclusion in that Bitcoin network. And so a few years ago, people started arguing about what the right way is to increase the capacity of the Bitcoin network so that even more people can start to use Bitcoin. And one of those potential technologies is a technology called SegWit. Another was raising the Bitcoin block size.
SegWit being basically an abbreviation of segregated witness.
That's right. And so one side really loves segregated witness, and the other side thinks that we should raise the block size and aren't such big fans of segregated witness. And so in New York a couple of weeks ago, both sides came together, and kind of holding their nose, they agreed to give the other side what they want in exchange for what they want in the scaling debate.
Right.
And that was the SegWit 2X proposal. So the SegWit stands for segregated witness. The 2X means a doubling of the Bitcoin block size, and both sides have agreed to go through with both of those options, although neither side really likes the other option.
And my understanding is this is supposed to be rolling out fairly soon, the SegWit 2X?
Yeah, so it comes in stages. The SegWit portion comes first, and then the 2X is supposed to come a little bit later. And that should all of it should happen within this year.
So who ultimately decides, like, which one of these two options gets used? Is there, like, a Bitcoin committee or something?
No, I think that is why this civil war within Bitcoin has been so vicious and troubling, and because there is no one person that decides. There's no entity that can decide. It's
right.
Just kind of everybody as a whole has to agree, and it's not even just the majority. It's kind of the supermajority.
It couldn't be, though, that like some people use one method and some people – what would happen if both methods got used?
So there's a bunch of different scenarios that can take place here, some of which include Bitcoin splitting into multiple different versions of Bitcoin, and then the market will decide which version is actually called Bitcoin and which one the majority of the market uses. With money, there's just huge, huge, huge network effects that people want to be using the same type of money as everybody else. As people in one country know, if everyone else around you is using dollars, that's a huge, huge, huge amount of pressure for you to use dollars as well, even if you would rather use silver or Bitcoin or or something else, if everybody else around you is using one type of money, you kind of get pressured into using that too. And that's kind of what we have going on with Bitcoin at the moment, is Bitcoin has this huge, giant network effect of, you know, tens of thousands of merchants and merchant processors and credit cards that you can use to fund them with Bitcoin. And, you know, all your friends and family already have Bitcoin wallets. They might not have a Jax wallet or an Ethereum wallet or a Zcash wallet yet. So there's this huge network effect driving people to want to use Bitcoin because of that network effect. But there's a huge divergence in philosophy as to what Bitcoin should be. People like myself think Bitcoin should be cash for everyone in the entire world to use. Another side thinks that it should just be a settlement network used for to settle large transactions. So here we still are all using the same Bitcoin, but, you know, at some point maybe it would be better if we just go our separate ways and the world gets to decide which version of Bitcoin is the most useful version of Bitcoin. Yeah. And there's a chance that might happen coming up here, but I don't think that that's a bad thing at all either. We saw that happen with Ethereum. Ethereum split into Ethereum and Ethereum Classic, and both of them are doing much, much, much better than they were at the time of the split, and the market cap is far higher than it was at the time of the split. So if Bitcoin splits into two chains, I don't see that as the end of the world. The market will decide which one is valued, even though I hear the people generally on the other side of this debate saying that that would be a catastrophe. I don't think so at all. I think if Bitcoin were to split, both sides get the exact version of Bitcoin that they want.
Gotcha. So, Roger, this is Chris. If I were to pick anybody I could imagine who would probably have a better feel for where things are at right now, it would be you. Where do you think all the various parties are? Do you see the end of the month, and there's some things that are going to happen on, I guess, July 31st?
August 1st was the date that I had heard for this user-activated soft fork.
Well, there's a couple different deadlines that are fast approaching. If you were to venture a guess, where do you think this is going to go? How is it going to play out?
Yeah, so on August 1st, they're talking about the user-activated soft fork. I think the most likely thing that will happen is that everybody is in a big, you know, huff and puff about it at the moment, just like they were about Y2K. And when Y2K came along, nothing happened at all.
Right.
I think that's likely to be the case with the user-activated soft fork.
And speaking of Y2K, the U.S. federal government just recently closed shop on that Y2K preparedness agency.
That was the best story I've read.
17 and a half years later.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm just glad the U.S. government is not involved in Bitcoin.
They're trying to be. Yeah, I have a question. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? Like, as far as like future government involvement, do you think it's going to eventually kind of affect the Bitcoin market?
I think it's already affected the Bitcoin market in a big way. We saw that with the Winklevoss ETF attempt.
Sure.
And eventually the government denied that. And I think that was one of the final things that lots of people were holding on to Bitcoin for and not diversifying into altcoins. And when that got denied, I think a lot of people went and bought some additional altcoins, because if anybody's used altcoins versus Bitcoin at the moment, the altcoins, aside from not having as big of a network effect as Bitcoin, have a much, much better user experience. Their transactions go through right away for a much lower price. And it really pains me when I see people that are generally on the other side of this debate saying people will never use anything other than Bitcoin. Bitcoin has already won. Bitcoin is guaranteed to be the winner in the end. And, you know, I would love for that to be true as the CEO of Bitcoin.com, but the fact of the matter is that it's not true, especially with crypto coins. It's so incredibly easy to switch from one to another. People are going to use the one that provides them with the best level of user experience. And what users of cryptocurrencies want is they want fast transactions for a low fee and not have to wait hours for their transaction to be confirmed, and they don't want to pay multiple dollars. And unfortunately, that's the user experience that Bitcoin has at the moment. And it drives me nuts when I hear people on the other side of this debate saying that it's a good thing that Bitcoin transactions are so expensive, and that it's a good thing that they can be double spent easily, and that it's just fine that they take hours and hours or even days for them to get confirmed. And that's the exact opposite of what anybody that wants to use something as money would want. And I feel like these people don't understand the reasons that Bitcoin came to be used as money in the first place. And those characteristics are being directly and intentionally undermined within Bitcoin. And it has me absolutely terrified as a holder of a whole bunch of Bitcoin and as the owner of Bitcoin.com.
And I'm glad you mentioned the fees, because it seems like the fee problem might be kind of resolved a little bit. Some of the wallets are allowing transactions to be sent for just pennies. Others are still using the average fee that is somewhere in like the $2 range. And Roger, I definitely want your thoughts on this. So if you can please hold on. There's definitely more to discuss here with Bitcoin. The fees, the soft fork, something that I've heard called the user-activated hard fork, and, of course, the flippening. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. You can join us, but if you call in at least for now, please have questions for Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin.com, they actually reported earlier today that Germany's largest largest food delivery service is now accepting Bitcoin. Over 11,000 restaurants connected to this food delivery service.
Sweet.
And you're not going to find that news. Well, you might find it somewhere else, but news.bitcoin.com is definitely the place you want to go to find that news. And they also have forums that are censorship-free and always open at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the team at bitcoin.com. That's why the site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. And I understand they have their own Bitcoin wallet now. And, of course, you can play games with Bitcoin, games.bitcoin.com. Learn more about everything related to Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. We go back to Roger Ver, the proprietor of bitcoin.com. And Roger, thank you for holding over. There was a question in the last segment about the fee structure, to where it seems like the fees might kind of be, you know, going back to the small amounts of just pennies on transactions, but yet some of the wallets are still using this higher fee structure of, you know, like $2 to $3 a transaction. Is this something that you think once the Segwit 2X gets fully implemented will be completely resolved? Or is there still going to be this civil war, as you called it, of the people that want these higher fees?
I think the civil war is probably still likely to continue because there's these differing ideologies about what Bitcoin should be. And I don't really see a way for those two ideologies to both have the same thing they want. So one side wants Bitcoin to be a settlement layer, and another side wants Bitcoin to be a peer-to-peer digital cash, as referenced in the original Bitcoin white paper by Satoshi Nakamoto. Mm-hmm. And I'm really feeling frustrated with this whole thing because, you know, I've been involved for Bitcoin for 6.5 years, and I signed up for the digital cash version. And Bitcoin's being morphed and molded and restricted so that it can't be the digital cash. It's winding up just, these people want it to be used as a settlement layer. But when you have 1,000 other cryptocurrencies to choose from, I don't see why people would use Bitcoin at all if it winds up having high fees and take forever for transactions to be get confirmed when you can use, you know, the official wallet of Free Talk Live is the Jax wallet. Sure. It has Shapeshift built right in. You can shift from your Bitcoin to Ethereum to Dash to whatever you want right there. And then, boom, you can send your transactions instantly, very quickly, for basically free again, which is how Bitcoin used to be. And it drives me nuts when I hear people saying that it's a good thing that Bitcoin transactions are slow and expensive, because anybody that's trying to use Bitcoin for payments realizes, no, you want your money to be fast and cheap to use.
I couldn't agree with you more, Roger, and this is Chris again. I operate a small business here in Keene, New Hampshire. And Keene's kind of cool in the fact that we have more Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita, and arguably we're kind of a small city, than any other town or city we've been able to find on the planet.
Right.
So we've done really well at getting small businesses to accept it. For me as a small business owner, the high fees and this trend away from being a highly fungible cash drives me nuts, because I want people to come in and, you know, to buy a soft drink with Bitcoin. That's really cool. Roger, I actually had to talk somebody out of buying a soda a few weeks back, because I'm like, you're going to pay me $1.29 for a can of soda, and you're going to get hit with $2 in fees. It's insanity. And that cannot happen if Bitcoin's to go forward. Second of all, we have a Bitcoin vending machine in our shop. And I know that that puts strain on the operators, and it causes, you know, the rates that we have to charge for Bitcoin purchases to continue.
Right,
to go
they've
up.
Actually.
Wait, what do you mean these fees? I'm kind of confused, because I'm like, I'm not really big into the Bitcoin, but I have like a little blockchain app on my phone.
Sure.
That's what Bruce Fenton. I don't know if you probably know Bruce. I assuming, Roger. Bruce Fenton?
Yeah, of course I know Bruce. He's a fantastic guy, and you're lucky to have him recommending wallets to you.
Oh, I love Bruce. He was the one that actually gave me my first Bitcoin. It was at the Massachusetts convention, and I downloaded the app he told me to download, and he gave me like $10, and within like a month it like doubled, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. So, but so now is this whole fees thing new? So if I use the money that's in my little blockchain app, am I going to be charged every time I use it?
Yeah, so I first heard about Bitcoin actually on Free Talk Live about 6.5 years ago, and my pitch for the next 5 or so years was that you can send and receive any amount of money with anyone anywhere in the world basically for free. And then as the network became more congested, I had to change that pitch to for a very low fee.
Right.
And then I had to change it to say for a small fee, and then I had to change it to say for several dollars. And at this point, I don't even feel like I should tell merchants to start accepting Bitcoin. They should use some cryptocurrency other than Bitcoin, and it absolutely breaks my heart to do that, because until this problem is solved, the truth of the matter is that other cryptocurrencies have more utility than Bitcoin, with the only exception being that Bitcoin has this giant network effect and this giant head start. But that head start is quickly being eroded, and as Daryl mentioned earlier, there's this whole topic of the flippening. And that the idea behind the flippening is, when is Bitcoin no longer going to be the top spot? And we saw as soon as the blocks became full and the fee skyrocketed, and Bitcoin's share of the market in terms of overall market cap nosedived from around 85% to around 35%. And it did that over the course of maybe just a month or two. And it just should be terrifying to any Bitcoin holder. And we hear all these people that are on the other side of the scaling debate from myself. Previously, they all said, oh, all the altcoins, they have, you know, almost no market cap whatsoever. Combined, they're less than 10% of what Bitcoin has. So don't pay any attention to that. And now that the altcoin market caps are, you know, much bigger than Bitcoin combined, now they're saying, oh, well, that's a flawed metric. We shouldn't use that. So they're completely changing their argument. When the altcoins had a small market cap, they said, yeah, look, they have a small market cap. We don't need to worry at all. And now that they have a bigger market cap than Bitcoin, they say, oh, well, that doesn't count for whatever made up reason. And as a Bitcoin holder and the owner of Bitcoin.com, no, it does count. And it's horrible. And I think, you know, I was heard Ian talking the other day about how people around Keene, which was one of the first, you know, Bitcoin meccas in the world, and the, you know, one of the meccas for the Liberty community as well, they're starting to use things other than Bitcoin, because if you choose between Bitcoin and a several dollar fee and Dash with a couple of pennies, or, right, or Zcash or Ethereum, whatever else is in the Jax wallet.
Right.
People are choosing to use something else, and I'm guessing, Chris, you probably find that at your store as well. If you have a customer who wants to pay in crypto, to be honest, you would probably rather they pay in something other than Bitcoin at this point. Is that your feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. I would rather have them do it, but we'll take any crypto that anybody throws at us. But that did drive us to, you know, look more into payment processors that can provide something in addition to just Bitcoin payment processing.
Right, and I think that's really the thing that right now is preventing something else from becoming the crypto of choice. Roger, can you hold on for us?
You got it.
Thank you very much. More with Roger Veer, and of course, your questions are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us, but please, if you call in, have questions for Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you were starting to go down a little bit of a road in the last segment, talking about some of your personal experiences running a small business.
Sure.
And you do accept Bitcoin, but you also accept some other cryptocurrencies.
Sure.
And one thing that sort of separates you from most businesses is that you and your girlfriend are your employees.
And that's how we want to keep it as long as possible.
Right. Which means that if you're accepting Dash or, you know, one of the other altcoins, sure, you could actually, as Roger mentioned, open up your wallet and just accept the payment directly. And
I could.
You could see that. I know, yeah, that there is a POS that allows alternatives to Bitcoin to be accepted, but to really find out that the transaction went through right away, you need full access to the account, which is not something that's ideal if you have people that you are paying $10 an hour to stand behind the counter and accept funds for you.
Yeah, basically, I mean, as a small business owner, what we'd love to see is the type of integration we have with credit cards. That's where we want to see this happening. You know, the app that I wish, you know, Square. Square is like a very common point-of-sale system.
Yep.
Everybody seems to use it. Everybody loves it. But there isn't like a Bitcoin or alt currency or crypto plugin for that that would make it really simple. I think that's one of the challenges that all of the cryptos have moving forward is how do you make it really easy and sort of idiot-proof for small businesses to begin to accept Bitcoin or other cryptos. I think BitPay has done it the best so far in that you
get... With Bitcoin integration, but they're not allowing alternatives.
Right. They don't have any other choices to do so. When I think of sort of the gold standard of what I want point of sale, if it's not natively integrated into my point of sale system, that's what I want. I want those types of features. Instant feedback, easy to use. That's what I like.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, and Roger, I definitely want your thoughts here. That there's the Bitcoin maximalist, if you will, that would say, well, you could still wind up using your BitPay thing, and if somebody wants to send you Dash or Ether or one of these altcoins, they could just use Shapeshift and convert it to Bitcoin. But doesn't that really sort of defeat the purpose of using these altcoins? Because you're not paying the Bitcoin fee per se because you're spending Dash, but that large fee is going to be included in what you wind up sending in Dash. Roger, any thoughts here on, you know, POSs that will implement these altcoins?
Yeah, and we're seeing this happen because it's such a big problem. There used to be almost every Bitcoin company used to use Bitcoin only. And one of the most popular Bitcoin wallets in the U.S. and payment systems or merchant processing systems is one called Coinbase. And, you know, I met the founders of Coinbase before they had raised any money, and it was just, you know, two guys there. And they were, you know, Bitcoin only, and they were Bitcoin only for years and years and years. And then the CEO, Brian Armstrong of Coinbase, voiced his opinion very, very strongly that Bitcoin needs to be allowed to scale so that users can continue to have a good user experience. And the people that are on the other side of this debate that want Bitcoin to just be a settlement network started demonizing him and attacking him and calling him someone who hates Bitcoin when his company has, you know, done more to spread Bitcoin than just about any other company in the world.
Right.
And what happened? Coinbase started integrating a bunch of altcoins. So now they have Ethereum and Litecoin, and they're looking at more and more altcoins all the time. And we've seen that happen here with BitPay as well. BitPay, for the entire time, has been Bitcoin only. And just a couple of days ago, they announced that they're looking at integrating altcoins. And none of these businesses had any interest whatsoever in integrating altcoins until the Bitcoin network became full. And it's the same. Even Bitcoin.com, with the network being so full, we're now looking at integrating altcoins and using them for payments because the network, the Bitcoin network, has been so full and provided such a horrible user experience. So if Bitcoin.com is considering integrating altcoins, that should tell every person on the planet that there's a big, big, big problem with the usability of Bitcoin. And one whole side of this argument doesn't seem to want to solve this problem. They claim that these high fees and slow confirmation times are a good thing for Bitcoin. But a reoccurring theme that I've noticed when I talk to these people, I ask them, how often do you use Bitcoin in your own life? And usually they say that they hardly use it at all, whereas everybody who uses Bitcoin on a regular basis knows that there's a huge problem.
Right. I'll tell you, when I talk to people about Bitcoin and other cryptos, I always get these same things. Well, isn't, you know, Ethereum, isn't that the Bitcoin killer? Isn't that taking the role of Bitcoin? Isn't it going to do it better? To me, and maybe this is just how I think different coins are shaping up to have their own qualities that are going to lend them to certain areas. So Ether, you know, Ethereum, I think of as the, you know, the decentralized autonomous organization platform, the app platform, things that you can build on it.
The smart dumb contract platform.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. I do think of Bitcoin as money. I think of, you know, things like Monero or Dash as money. I think of things like Ripple as something that would be used to do large scale transactions.
I don't really think about Ripple.
I know you don't, but I do because I own a little bit of it. And another coin I'm kind of excited about is Sia Coin or Sia Coin, S-I-A.
Yeah, I've heard you mention this, but I've not heard anybody else talk about it. Roger, is this one you're familiar with?
No, I'd love to hear more because all the other ones you mentioned, I'm well aware of. But
yeah.
Tell me about Sia Coin. I would love to hear more.
I think it's probably around 2025 in the top coins. What they do is storage. It's sort of like a storage coin, and the idea is that you can lease out your free hard drive space on your computer or in your data center or wherever it happens to be, and you will receive Sia Coin for that. So it's literally kind of taking on the Amazon.
And if you go Google to the data centers, the website right now, it's sia.tech. And they actually say at, you know, the top of the website, your decentralized private cloud. So they are admitting to what they are.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very clear about it. And it's also trustless, meaning that they have no control over any of the data storage whatsoever. The compelling thing with this particular coin to me is it's low cost. It's storage at about 2 terabytes. And they're already in talks with HP to actually develop some hardware which would act as a front end to this thing. And I just think that's interesting. And so when I think of storage, I'm going to be thinking of this and blockchain technology that enables this type of thing. So I guess if I have a question, Roger, is it at what point do we stop comparing coins that really do completely different things? And when do we collectively start to say, this is a really good cash coin, this is a really good computing coin like Gollum, this is a really good storage coin? Are we going to get there, or is it just everybody just considers all these things variants of Bitcoin, really?
Well, I think that almost all of them are based on the original technology of Bitcoin, but it's worth pointing out, though, also that Vitalik Buterin, the inventor of Ethereum, he wanted to build Ethereum on top of Bitcoin, and it could have been built on top of Bitcoin, but these same people that are on the other side of the scaling debate for myself basically said, no way, no how, we're not going to let you do it. So he went off to go and build Ethereum on its own rather than on top of Bitcoin. And there's so many applications that people wanted to build on top of Bitcoin, these colored coin applications and counterparty and these a lot of amazing things,
right,
that the fees have killed. And it drives me nuts when I hear people saying that it's a good thing that Bitcoin...
I have a question.
All right, Roger, we'll hold you over for one more segment, if that's all right.
You got it.
More with Roger Ver here on Free Talk Live, and your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract.
right to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're calling in on Skype because you want to ask Roger Ver a question, you need to call in to 855-450-FREE because Roger is on Skype and we can't have two people on at once without totally messing something up. We'll get back to, I know that Heather, you had a question for Roger. We'll get into that in just a second. But before we do, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that not only can you use your Bitcoin, but you can also save on things that you're going to purchase. And you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. I placed an order earlier today for some coconut-infused beverage, and non-alcoholic beverage. And within like an hour and a half, the order got picked up, saving 15%. And I just got notification that the order has shipped and is estimated to be here on Saturday. And again, I'm saving 15% on this, and I did that because I went to saveatpurse.com. So what you do if you want these bigger savings is you put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. You then fund the account with Bitcoin or altcoins if you use the Shapeshift integration. And then it's not always as fast as what this was, but, you know, sometimes within hours or a day or two, your order does get picked up. You receive the products. The person that wound up buying the products for you, they get Bitcoin, and everybody winds up being happy. Save at purse.com.
Okay, so now to my question, Roger. And I want to also thank you for calling in today because you've kind of enlightened me to a lot of different stuff today. So my question for you, though, is you keep bringing up these fees and how much, you know, they disappoint you. And I still can't figure out who's setting these fees. If, like, nobody really runs Bitcoin and there's everybody has their own Bitcoin, everybody has different wallets and stuff, like, where are these fees coming from?
Roger?
Oh, did we lose him?
No, I'm sorry. I had myself muted during
the call. Okay.
I'm sorry if
I got so disappointed because this is a really mind-boggling question for me.
So Bitcoin is capitalism in action. And what's going on here and where the fees are coming from is that there's 1 megabyte worth of block space being produced on average every 10 minutes. And imagine that 1 megabyte is a football stadium, and the football stadium has 10,000 seats. The people that are willing to pay the most get those 10,000 seats. And the same thing's happening with this block space within Bitcoin. Whoever's willing to pay the most are the ones that get space within those blocks of Bitcoin transactions. So initially, the blocks were never even remotely close to being full. And so miners were willing to include your transaction for, you know, a fraction of a penny. They didn't care because there was plenty of extra room there.
And I remember a couple years ago being able to send transactions with no fee.
Right, and that was common up until maybe late 2012 or early 2013. If the coins had been sitting at an address long enough, there was no fee whatsoever, and it was only coins that had moved recently would require any fee at all, and that was just to prevent people from spamming the network by shuffling around the same coins over and over.
Right.
But today, so many people want to use Bitcoin that it's more than 1 megabyte worth of transactions every 10 minutes, so everybody has to bid against each other. And initially, the bidding was where if you paid, you know, 3 cents, you were high enough to get included, and then it took 5 cents, and then 10 cents, and then 50 cents, and now it's up to several dollars. And a couple of days ago, it dropped down a bit again, and I think there's probably a couple of reasons, one of which is probably the big holiday that just finished in the U.S. with the 4th of July. Tons and tons of businesses are using Bitcoin, and on the 4th of July holiday, those businesses aren't doing their thing. So I think that there were less transactions on the Bitcoin network because of that. A bunch of additional mining power has come on the network recently. So instead of the blocks being spaced at about 10 minutes apart, they're spaced at about 8 minutes apart at the moment. So there's, you know, much more block space being produced. And so those things have come together to drive the fees down. And part of it's probably because people have started using things other than Bitcoin. I think it's all of those things together. And we'll see what happens with the fees here. But it's just so frustrating when Bitcoin could have been so useful to where people wouldn't even consider using altcoins. And Purse, you know, saveitpurse.com, Purse is one of my very favorite websites and things to tell people about why they should use Bitcoin. And who doesn't want to save 15% on all their purchases from Amazon? And Purse used to only accept Bitcoin. And then recently, because of all these troubles with the Bitcoin network being congested, they've started accepting altcoins. And they're not the only one. There's more and more and more. And at this point, it's probably a rarity if a company is only accepting Bitcoin. More and more companies are starting to accept all sorts of crypto coins. And the ones that only accept Bitcoin are the holdouts at this point, which is really sad. And it didn't have to be that way. But that's where we're at this point. And
what do you think happened to, like, what could have been done differently to prevent this capitalism issue?
Well, it's capitalism in the sense that people bid for their space, but there's an artificially imposed production limit or a quota
right.
on the amount of block space that can be produced. And the simple answer is get rid of this artificial quota or artificial capitalism.
How do you do
that? That quota was not originally part of Satoshi's vision.
Right. This could have been resolved years ago.
But can't they just decide to get rid of that limit? I mean,
that's where the argument has been for a couple of years now, and that's why this SegWit2x proposal or consensus agreement wound up being agreed to a couple of weeks ago. And, Roger, a couple final questions. The August 1st date we had talked about earlier, because there's this thing called a user-activated soft fork where, from what I've heard, it's only like 1% of Bitcoin users actually support this thing, to where they want to wind up, you know, as people running a full node, and don't want to get into all of the technicals of what that means, but they want to reject Bitcoin blocks that don't have segregated witness, and they're saying that, you know, they are willing to fork off onto their own chain and create, you know, an alternative to Bitcoin that they're going to claim as the real Bitcoin. And then I also heard something recently called a user-activated hard fork, but I don't know the details of that. Is that something you're familiar with, and what is the difference?
Yeah, so the user-activated soft fork are a bunch of people that just have their own nodes, and I'm not worried about it at all. And if they fork off on their own, great. I don't have to deal with them anymore. And
nice.
But I don't understand why any user of Bitcoin would like or support that. These are the same people that are saying that Bitcoin should have high fees,
right,
and should be slow to use and inconvenient, basically. They're arguing that Bitcoin should be inconvenient. Well, if it's inconvenient, guess what? People are going to use something else. So I'm really at a loss for why these people think that that's a good idea, and most of them don't seem to actually use Bitcoin themselves. The user-activated hard fork, I think, would be great, to be honest, if it had enough of the ecosystem going with it. The reason this civil war has been so vicious and time-consuming and, you know, so many people are involved is because of this really, really strong network effect where everybody wants to be using the same network or same type of money as everybody else.
Right.
And we'll see what happens, but I'm not really worried about the user-activated soft fork. If they fork themselves off, you know, great. If they get the version of Bitcoin that they want, and the rest of us hopefully can have the version of Bitcoin that we want, and maybe that's the best thing at this point, is just to stop the fighting and let everybody go their separate ways, and then people can decide which version of Bitcoin is the most useful in their life, and life will go on.
I want the Bitcoin where fees are fractions of a penny, and I can use it basically wherever I want.
Well, that to me is the true beauty of blockchain, that it is more or less open, but most of them are open source, that anybody really, if they've got a good idea and they've got some programming chops, can come up with an idea to improve how we transact, improve how we compute, improve how we program, all these things, and to have it be distributed and, you know, unable to be edited and unable for governments to really get in there and cheat the system. It's what intrigued me, you know, in 2012, 2013 when I first got exposed to it, and it's yep. What still intrigues me today.
Roger, yeah, any final thoughts? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, for people that haven't used any form of cryptocurrency, get started with it. And it gives you the ability to send and receive money with anyone, anywhere in the world, basically for free, depending on which cryptocurrency you use. And it's censorship resistant. That means the IRS can't come in and seize your funds. You don't need permission from a bank. You don't need permission from a corporation. You don't need permission from me or anybody else to use this. And every person on the entire planet has access to this. So if you think people should be in charge of their own money and we don't need to use, you know, these pieces of paper with dead politicians printed on them anymore, get involved with cryptocurrency today. Bitcoin.com, of course, is a fantastic website to get started on that. Jax is a fantastic wallet. I use Jax myself because it has
JAXX.io. Roger, thank you.
Thanks,
very
Roger.
Much for
Thanks,
coming on, and definitely check his work out, Bitcoin.com. More and your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.